What specific problem does the new method aim to solve in the context of uncertainty estimation for large language models, LLMs?
The new method aims to solve the problem of uncertainty estimation for large language models, LLMs. Specifically, it addresses the issue of hallucination and the generation of misleading or fabricated information by LLMs, which can undermine their trustworthiness and reliability. The method focuses on uncertainty estimation, which is crucial for determining the confidence levels of ILM's outputs. It aims to improve the reliability and trustworthiness of LLMs by incorporating supervised learning approaches that leverage hidden states within LLMs for uncertainty estimation. The method seeks to clarify how the internal states of LLMs can contribute to uncertainty estimation, paving the way for more dependable LLMs. The goal is to develop a systematic evaluation of integrating ILM's hidden states within the uncertainty estimation framework in a supervised manner to enhance confidence, reliability, transferability, and practicality of ILM's uncertainty estimation.
How does the proposed method work in incorporating ILM's hidden states for uncertainty estimation? Illustrate step by step.
The proposed method for incorporating ILM's hidden states for uncertainty estimation works in a systematic manner. First, the method formulates the uncertainty estimation problem as a supervised task, aiming to predict the uncertainty of ILM's responses. The method utilizes a dataset of prompt response pairs, where each pair includes the generated response and the true response. Then, the method constructs a supervised learning task based on this dataset, creating a new dataset that summarizes useful features for each sample. These features are extracted from two sources: white box features, which involve LLM's hidden layer activations, and gray box features, which include entropy or probability-related outputs. The method then trains an uncertainty model that predicts the uncertainty score based on the summarized features. This approach is designed to be straightforward to implement and broadly applicable, suitable for black box, gray box, and white box LLMs. The method aims to predict whether the LLM makes mistakes in its response by leveraging the hidden activations of LLMs and probability-related information to map them to an uncertainty score that captures the LLM's confidence about its response. The method categorizes its application into three regimes: white box supervised uncertainty estimation, gray box supervised uncertainty estimation, and black box supervised uncertainty estimation, depending on the accessibility of LLM parameters. The method conducts numerical experiments on various NLP tasks, such as question answering, machine translation, and multiple choice, to evaluate the performance of the proposed approach against existing benchmarks. The results demonstrate that by leveraging hidden activations of LLMs, the method consistently extracts additional knowledge from these models to enhance uncertainty estimation across various NLP tasks.
What are the theoretical or practical benefits of using a supervised approach for uncertainty estimation in LLMs compared to unsupervised methods?
The theoretical and practical benefits of using a supervised approach for uncertainty estimation in LLMs compared to unsupervised methods are significant. The supervised approach allows for a more nuanced understanding of the ILM's knowledge and confidence levels by leveraging hidden layers activation values. This method provides insights into the ILM's behavior and improves uncertainty estimation results by training an uncertainty estimation function that maps hidden activations and probability related information to an uncertainty score. The supervised approach outperforms unsupervised methods in terms of performance, as shown in numerical experiments, due to its ability to adaptively leverage both types of information for better uncertainty estimation. Additionally, the supervised approach offers a systematic evaluation framework that enhances the confidence, reliability, transferability, and practicality of uncertainty estimation in LLMs across various NLP tasks. The supervised approach also clarifies the distinction between uncertainty estimation and calibration tasks, ensuring that the uncertainty model conveys a probabilistic meaning. Furthermore, the supervised approach provides a more precise and individual level uncertainty score, guiding users on how much they should trust the LLM's response. Overall, the supervised approach for uncertainty estimation in LLMs offers improved performance, better calibration, and a more reliable assessment of the ILM's outputs compared to unsupervised methods.
How is the performance of the proposed method validated in the numerical experiments on NLP tasks such as question answering, machine translation, and multiple choice?
The performance of the proposed method is validated in the numerical experiments on NLP tasks such as question answering, machine translation, and multiple choice by comparing it against existing benchmarks using the area under the receiver operator characteristic curve, AUROC, metric. The proposed supervised approach outperforms the existing benchmarks in terms of AUROC, showcasing better performance due to its supervised nature and reliance on labeled datasets. The method demonstrates consistent advantages over unsupervised benchmark methods, highlighting the potential of labeled datasets for understanding uncertainty in LLM responses. The white box supervised method, WBS, shows a clear advantage over the gray box supervised method, GFLAT-S, indicating that hidden activations contain valuable uncertainty information. Additionally, the black box supervised method, BFLAT-S, performs similarly or even better than WBS, suggesting that the choice of the LLM used for evaluation impacts uncertainty estimation performance. The experiments also explore the impact of different layers within the LLM architecture on uncertainty estimation, showing that middle layers generally perform better than last layers. Furthermore, the experiments investigate the effect of larger ILM's hidden activations on uncertainty estimation, revealing that larger LLMs do not necessarily encode better uncertainty knowledge. The method is also evaluated for calibration performance, showing an advantage over benchmark methods. Lastly, the robustness of the proposed method is tested under out of distribution settings for both question answering and multiple choice tasks, demonstrating consistent performance even in scenarios of significant distributional shifts.
What results were achieved with the proposed supervised uncertainty estimation method compared to existing benchmarks in terms of AUROC performance metrics?
The proposed supervised uncertainty estimation method achieved better performance compared to existing benchmarks in terms of AUROC performance metrics. Specifically, the method outperformed the existing benchmarks across various natural language processing tasks, such as question answering, multiple choice, and machine translation. The white box supervised, WBS, method showed a clear advantage over the gray box supervised, GFLAT-S, method, indicating that incorporating hidden activations improved uncertainty estimation. Additionally, the black box supervised, BFLAT-S, method demonstrated similar or even better performance than the WBS method, showcasing the potential of estimating uncertainty even without access to the LLM's parameters. Overall, the supervised approach consistently provided better results than unsupervised benchmark methods, highlighting the effectiveness of leveraging labeled datasets for uncertainty estimation in LLMs.
What are the implications of the observed performance drop from in-distribution to out-of-distribution evaluation in the OOD experiments on question answering and multiple-choice tasks?
The observed performance drop from in-distribution to out-of-distribution OOD evaluation in the OOD experiments on question answering and multiple-choice tasks indicates that incorporating white-box features, such as hidden activations, makes the model more susceptible to performance decreases on OOD tasks. However, these features also enhance the uncertainty estimation model's overall capacity, and the benefits outweigh the drawbacks. The results show that even in scenarios of OOD evaluation, the WBS and BFLAT-S methods consistently outperform baseline approaches, demonstrating the robustness of the proposed methods. The performance gap between in-distribution and OOD evaluation highlights that the hidden layers activations within the LLM encode uncertainty information, which is beneficial for uncertainty estimation tasks. The results suggest that while there may be a slight drop in performance in OOD settings, retraining or recalibrating the uncertainty estimation model using test data can help mitigate the impact of distributional shifts and improve performance in such scenarios.